You're always dressed so nicely.
Well, thank you. So this week we've got unexpected coaching vacancies, a rather expected QB retirement, and an unexpected possible QB retirement, as well as unexpected compliments from my co-host. And then I mentioned that it's conference championship week. Welcome to Terrestrial Takes. Did you hear about your coach of the year, Sean Payton? I gotta say, it was a little unexpected for him to step down and retire. And he opens up his ninth coaching vacancy that we have open. So welcome to Terrestrial Takes. I'm your host, Duchesne's underscore, joined as always by Tim Nubbs. How you doing?
I'm good. I did hear that, but I also heard that there could be some rumblings that he's just trying to find a way out of his contract in New Orleans, but the problem is he signed through 24.
Yep.
So it might be a little bit difficult to do that.
Yeah, so we'll just go get some cheddar in the TV game, and then what? You think he goes to Dallas after this? That's what all the talk is.
I mean, that would make the most sense. He coached there as an assistant.
Yep. He also I can't blame him getting out of the mess that he's made in New Orleans with the cap hell. Well, welcome to Terrestrial Takes, as I've said, for the third time. We do have some ad reads, so might as well get to those. And you know that there's never a bad time to draft a best ball fantasy team, and the best place to do that is with us on Underdog. Draft with us by clicking the link in the description below, and an added bonus, if it's your first time drafting on Underdog, they will match your first deposit with a bonus of up to $100. So go to the description. It'll be in the pod when we post it. And draft with us because you know how much we love best ball. And we'll read both this week. Be sure to join our Patreon at patreon.com/the IDP army. You get your tiered rankings, ultimate IDP index, all that jazz. And you also get one-on-one conversations with us there. And don't worry, all right? Jordan could be a jerk, you know, saying campus to Canton or Debbie ain't popping off. It's okay. We'll talk about it there, all right? Just come join us, please. Please. That's it for ad reads. Coaching carousel. Anything else on Sean Payton, though?
Not at this point.
Yeah. So, oh, man, I had my tab open and it's gone.
Do you think that the impact of Payton leaving changes anything about Michael Thomas?
I expect that they start trying to shed salary, right? So he's probably going to go somewhere. Same thing with Kamara. What do we think about Kamara?
I don't think Kamara's going anywhere. It doesn't seem like there would be a market at this point in the season that would really materialize for him. It might be something closer to the season, but I could see Kamara sitting around for a little bit, especially on, like, for what's the he's marketable, so what's really the motivation for them to move him at this point?
I don't know. Get out of that contract, move on from a running back. Do you buy the dip in Dynasty? I expect there to be a dip, but
probably. I mean, I would expect that the usage has to somewhat stay the same. Like, no matter who comes in there, they got to understand kind of how what his strengths and weaknesses are and how to best use them. I think that would make a lot of sense.
Yeah. Is Taysom Hill done? Does he no longer have the fruit hanging over Sean Payton's head?
The nudes hold no power anymore. They're gone.
Is that why Payton left? He just couldn't be under his control anymore?
Yeah, he's just under the thumb all the time. Can't do that.
We also had the Bears make their signing with Matt Eberflus. I don't know if that's pronounced right.
I think it's Eberflus.
Eberflus. Eberflus. That sounds much better. I do know that he ran a pretty good room, though. A good unit in Indy, even though he got stomped by Jacksonville at the end of that, at the end of the season. But our good friend Levi said, rip, Justin Fields. I don't know if that's the end of Fields. What sucks is I don't know anything about Eberflus. I'm just going to call him that. Kind of got a ring to it. But the way I feel about a coach is if you can get a guy to just run the program, you get an offensive coordinator to, you know, focus on the quarterback. But it makes it easier on the quarterback, the rookie quarterback, if the entire program is being run in an adequate fashion. Good Lord.
100%. Head coaches should be organizers of talent and managers of coaching talent, where you let guys do their job. Let the offensive coordinator do his job. Let the QB coach develop develop fields. Maybe he has a little bit more impact on defense, but let the defensive coordinator do his thing. Figure out what the best method is in which that to do that, and then let them go to work.
Yeah. So I'm not going to bury Justin Fields. Yeah. We'll see who they get as an offensive coordinator though. Cause then I might have to jump ship. I'm not jumping ship, but I didn't like the rookie year. I'm not going to lie. There were some red flags there, but I still think the talent's there, and I'm not bailing just yet. We also got Broncos hiring Nathaniel Hackett, OC. I think you might know him quite well, actually. What do you think of that hire?
I feel like it's such an hire, and I know that people are happy that it's an offensive-minded, coach coming in to be head coach or coordinator coming in to be head coach. But I mean, I don't really feel like this is a strong hire. I feel like the fashion in which they've done it, where they're, the focus is offense compared to Vic Fangio, who should probably have never been a head coach. But like, I don't feel like there's like this big allure or like that he's just going to come in and like revolutionize the league, because they didn't do anything like that in Green Bay when it came to play calling or play design most of the time. So I feel like it's going to be pretty vanilla. And we'll see if having an average quarterback will really like show him with his pants down, or if it actually works out.
Well, I think the whole point of it is to get Rodgers there, isn't it? Isn't that like kind of the motivation behind it?
Well, does Rodgers have a good relationship with Hackett? Is what we really exactly need to be asking ourselves. No, and I don't know either, because that's not really stuff that gets out. Green Bay is usually pretty good at being a vault on information they don't want to be let out, unless the player's just out there speaking his mind. But that's not usually how the organization decides to build its rosters, through players that cause problems. So we'll see. I don't think it's like this, like fireworks splashy, you're jumping 10 steps ahead of from where you were by adding this guy. So
I don't think any of the hires have been, and we were just talking about Vic Fangio. There was talks, I forget exactly. Leftwich was maybe talking to Denver, but in fact, the plane was bringing Vic Fangio to go to Jacksonville to interview. Get the hell away from Trevor Lawrence.
Right? Yeah, what?
Is that just Leftwich being like, guys, what are we doing? Like, he wants the GM out in Jacksonville, right? So is he trying to pressure them there?
Well, the clown knows it should be enough. So we'll see what happens.
Right, but yeah, good thing they didn't make the playoffs. That's a whole other argument.
That's talking about Jacksonville making the playoffs.
Well, yeah, like I don't know. I was just it got me thinking of the people that are saying, if you're gonna you don't make the playoffs if you're just gonna lose anyways, And I'm like, yeah, it's because it's better to have an early draft pick. Like, yeah, I'm sure it's an entertainment. We've already hashed this out. But anyways, I was like, yeah, Jacksonville fans are literally showing up with clown outfits because they're not in the playoffs, but good thing they got the first overall pick, right? But that's another argument. We've been there, we've hashed that. I've exercised my demons with it.
I bet you San Francisco fans are pissed right now. Their team
just, I know, like they could have had the 19th like pick of the draft.
What were they thinking?
it's I don't know, dude. They could have gotten a quarterback there, right?
Yeah. Wow. One of them really good ones this year.
Not much on the Giants or Texans, but we had some Raiders news of maybe McDaniels heading to Oakland. But I don't think that's going to happen. What was the holdup there? Was it that Josh wanted to have control of, like, be the GM, or did he want to choose the GM? I didn't actually see that.
I think he learned from his time in Denver that the less responsibility he has, the better
that's what I was gonna work out
for him.
Yeah.
So it's probably going to be some sort of input on the GM.
Yeah, well, he would hope so.
I actually think if McDaniels got there, it'd actually be pretty good for Jacobs in terms of fantasy points scored and opportunities and being playing the way the things would run there. And I wonder how it would work for Carr just based on the type of offense McDaniels might try to run. So
I think it might work well for him if, in fact, they keep Carr. There's so much that could happen this offseason. It's really just fantastic. Fantastic for us. You know, if you don't have a Twitter, if you just get your news from us. but not much movement on the other positions, but we did have some movement with a QB. I was going to say a QB class, but Manning already retired. Ben Roethlisberger, I didn't even know that he announced it with a video on Twitter. I just saw the notifications on Twitter. Ben Roethlisberger retires with a video. I think we all expected this. It was pretty much written on the wall years ago. Who of that was it? The 03 class?
I believe so.
03 Manning, Rivers.
Manning, Rivers, Eli.
Roethlisberger.
Yep.
Who is the? Are they all Hall of Famers? I'll start with that.
Man, I hate this conversation.
I do too, because the Hall of Fame is kind of a joke.
I honestly think like Roethlisberger had a pretty good career in Pittsburgh, but I also feel like that if you would have interchanged Philip Rivers there, people would be talking really highly of Rivers.
Fun fact, Ben Roethlisberger has the lowest QB rating in a Super Bowl win of all time.
There you go.
It was like 22.
I like
one of 11 quarterbacks to win multiple Super Bowls. He's in, Eli's in, and it's up to Rivers. They're both first ballot. There's no doubt in my mind. I don't care that they weren't that good. Most Hall of Famers aren't, and they have two rings.
I want Rivers in, but he's not in. But
I think he's in.
It's hard to argue against Ben or Eli, like you said.
Yeah. Who do you think was the best of the three?
Probably Ben, but I don't like Ben. Like, I respect his game. I respect the fact he took shots downfield and he could pump fake with one hand and he wasn't afraid to take risks. But I'm so just fatigued by this. And I don't think, like, I understand now how people feel about Tyreek, because I just think Ben is just scum. So
I really would have, if I had to choose one, I wouldn't want to choose any of them, really. And it's like they're all Hall of Famers. There's four rings between them. They're like the greatest quarterbacks that I watched growing up. I just wouldn't want any of them. I think I'd go Rivers, but then you have to deal with his tantrums. But I don't know.
I really like Rivers. I rooted for him as a Chargers fan. And actually was at the Green Bay Tennessee game where Tennessee blew out Green Bay. And in that weekend, it was Pittsburgh hosting Dallas. And that was one of the huge games that Zeke had his rookie year. And it ended with that fake spike. It was just an awesome game.
Speaking of awesome games, we just had like the greatest weekend of football ever. And instead, the headlines are being dominated by an unexpected possible retirement of Tom Brady. I like Tom Brady, big fan here. He's not retiring. He lost, and now to keep himself in the headlines, he's talking about retirement. 2019 headlines for Tom Brady. Where is he? Oh, he's leaving New England. 2020. They just won the Super Bowl and stuff. Like they were going to the Super Bowl. They were the headlines the whole time. No, this year they're not. It's just an ego thing with him. He wants to dominate the headlines. And I think he might be trying to force Arians out. That's some talk I've heard as well. But Brady, he ain't retiring. He's got one more year. And I think he's probably done after one more, but he's got one more.
He's playing too well to go anywhere.
Exactly. He's in the MVP race.
There's like, you're not even like disappointing your ego or like embarrassing your ego. So it's like, there's no reason for him to leave. It's not like he's played poorly and now he's just kind of got to quietly scoot his way out.
Yeah. Do we think it's in Tampa Bay or do we think he leaves? Yeah, I do too. The team fell apart, but can he win without Antonio Brown?
We'll see.
He's
gonna have to try, that's for damn sure. Antonio Brown won't be back.
Do we think Antonio Brown gets a job anywhere?
No, or is he absolutely done? Fuck not. No,
he can't, right? Like, this was his last shot. It was because you had Tom Brady, who was basically playing GM, saying I want him, and so he came there. Like, that was it. That was the last shot.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Any other news items? I know we kind of flew through the coaches, but there hasn't been much movement. We'll get into more of those. I don't think so. I think that was about it. Those two QBs. Antonio Brown had an interview with his lawyer on a show, but just looking like a clown. I was going to play some of it, but I don't think I'm going to. So I think we'll just get into our little main event recap and tell our Packer fan here why Aaron Rodgers is a little overrated, huh?
It's time for the main event.
I guess I gotta make a little apology because I'm the one in control of these little clips that I'm throwing in here. And last week I got a little heat for telling Tim to wrap it up during his little highlight, and I made him the butt of the joke. So I'm a little sorry about that.
Did you really?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh my god. Yeah. I'm okay, guys. I'm okay.
We have fun here, all right. But I don't like to make the expense of the joke. Usually they're self-deprecating jokes because I get it, but yeah, I think he's all right. I think he'll live. So we had probably the greatest weekend of football. If you have four games, like, it really didn't get any better than that. It started off with Bengals taking down the Titans by a field goal at the last second. That's a common theme here, where last seconds. I'm sure you haven't heard this yet, right? About every game ending with every game in regulation ended with a last second field goal. This game was kind of disgusting, though. What was Burrow sacked like 9 times in this game? Derrick Henry's out there hobbling around, getting stuffed. Tannehill's looking like dog water.
Foreman looking better than Henry.
4 for 66 from Foreman. I will just say off the top, we almost nailed our parlay if the Packers didn't absolutely choke.
Yeah, what
choke.
The fuck, dude?
If they didn't absolutely choke, we'd have a grand between us.
Man.
I was all in on Bengals on the show last week, and then I was like, fuck, I forgot Henry's back. I might take them. I said in chat, I was like, Tim, I'm going to just take the Titans. And I was like, no, no, we ride.
We ride. I know Adnan had he had all the dogs, and his was alive like 3 times in the Bills game.
Oh, man. Yeah, so I think the Bengals, man, they got Zach Taylor is just such a log, dude. Like, I guess it worked because they won, but how far are you going to get letting Joe Burrow get teed off on like that, you know?
I'll be honest, though. I think some of those are on Burrow. He held the ball a long time. Now, I know he's the only guy that can make a play on that offense in certain parts of the game because that's just how they're built. I understand that they have playmakers, but he has to be the one to deliver the ball. There were times that he got sacked. He sacked himself right out of field goal range, and you just can't do that. And you're not going to be able to do that against KC, I can tell you right now.
Yeah, KC's probably going to give him problems. I guess we'll forecast that after. Let's just get to the thick of it, all right? 49ers smack the Packers. No, they just – what the hell, Aaron Rodgers, right? You're going to win MVP, and then you're just gonna do nothing against the Niners? You're going to let the Niners just own you, not going to win one playoff game? You're going to take a sack at the end of that game and push you even further back to allow that – I mean, it's not that it allowed it, but you can't get one first down there. You can't do – what do you got? You told me you got some stats to back up Rodgers. I got some myself. Let's freaking throw them on the table. What do we got?
I want to talk about this game first.
Let's talk about this game first.
They came out of the gate, you know, looking like they were going to be swinging some stuff.
Yeah, right 49ers. Down the field.
Then the Lewis fumble happens, and it's like they like completely just like closed off their offense for whatever reason. I don't know why. And then what was it? Aaron Jones decided he tried to cut back against a safety he was going to probably get tackled on like the 6 by. So just weird stuff. All right, I've said my rant. Good job, 49ers. You blocked a punt and you couldn't score a touchdown on offense. Fuck you. Hey. All right, so am I going through these stats?
Yeah, give me something. What was your defense of Aaron Rodgers? Why?
Oh, I'm not defending this game.
No, not this game. This game. But why is Aaron Rodgers? Hold on, let me just make sure because I hardly can believe it. Why is he 1-5 in NFC Championship games? And why couldn't he even get to the NFC Championship game against an inferior opponent this time?
Why do I feel like this gets repeated all the time? it sounds like the year they went 15-1 and lost the Giants at home. Stop it. Okay. You're hurting my feelings. All right. We can both agree Tom Brady is the GOAT, correct? Yes. Tom Brady is the best in terms of winning all of the package together. Tom Brady is the best quarterback to ever
just play. Just win, baby.
Okay. So my first stat is the percentage of career playoff wins without a top 10 defense attached to them. Tom Brady is 11.8%. Meaning he's had 88% of his playoff wins have come with a top 10 defense.
Okay, but what's the record?
What is it, 35-13?
I really don't know.
I think he's 35-13 overall. I just think you'd be swayed
with the percentages. Because I would ask,
I got one for you. How many times did he go? I got one for you on that too. I got one for you on that too. Here we go. But Aaron Rodgers in that same stat, 54.5%. Okay. So I'm just going to respond to that win thing real quick. So Brady has a better winning percentage when throwing three interceptions versus when Aaron Rodgers throws three touchdowns in playoff games. 3-1, 75% versus 5-3, 62.5%.
Yeah, nice.
Should have been 2-2 because the Chargers forced three interceptions against Brady the year that helmet catch went off by Tyree. And it should have been a Chargers-Packers in my dream scenario Super Bowl, but it should have been at least Chargers-Giants. Okay, next stat. Seasons with a top six defense in points allowed per drive. Brady, 11. Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, Pat Mahomes, Drew Brees combined, 4.
Nice.
4 seasons. Now, this was from December. Number of touchdown passes in the number of touchdown passes per the last 11 interceptions. Aaron Rodgers, 96. Tom Brady, 36.
Damn, so how does he only get to one Super Bowl? And do you know who we beat in that championship game? I know you do, to get to the Super Bowl.
In the championship game.
What's his one championship game win?
They beat the Bears.
They beat the Bears after Jay Cutler quit in that game.
They beat Philly, then they beat Atlanta, then they beat the Bears.
Yep.
So
and then they went to the Super Bowl.
Where
they went down like they do in Packer fashion. They went down and scored, and then they got a pick six right away. They're up two touchdowns.
Nick Collins, baby.
Can't
Nick Collins. Bethune-Cookman, represent.
And then Mendenhall fumbles out of the way. They go up six. They start letting it up. They're up three. And who bailed Aaron Rodgers out for his one win? His one ring, his Who defense. They stopped Ben with 2 minutes left on the clock. They stopped Ben Roethlisberger from going down and winning his.
He also had a drop by Jordy Nelson on the first drive of the game for a touchdown. If you remember that, he had drop by James Jones in this one of the first plays of the second half on one of their drives. And what, Woodson broke his collarbone in that game? Stop it. I'm not done with my stats either.
What about the 49ers injuries?
Okay, so we want to talk about Packers have allowed on average 36 points per game in playoff losses, not including the last one. 36. Now, I didn't get the stat for this, but I know the stat is good for this. I'll have to get it for next week. The number of times Brady's defenses have allowed over 30, it's like 3. All right, Brady has more top 10 defenses since turning 42, which is 3 of them, than Rodgers has had in his entire career.
So you're saying that Rodgers requires his team to win for him?
Correct.
Okay.
Last stat I'm going to give. The Packers are 6-12 without Rodgers. The Patriots and Buccaneers are 13-7 combined without Brady.
What was the Packers record?
6-12.
Well, you're counting the Matt Castle year.
Yeah.
Pro Bowler Matt Castle with the Chiefs. Yeah. So, yeah, he was able to hold, and he barely missed the playoffs with a team that just went undefeated and went to a Super Bowl. Matt Castle couldn't make the playoffs with him, but still went, what, 11-5?
Yeah.
Yeah, Pro Bowler Matt Castle, yeah. So, 13-7, so 2-4 when they have, what's his name, Brissett play a game. Jimmy Garoppolo played one game.
Brissett played a pretty good game against Houston.
Yeah. It was that fantastic defense that would have carried Jacoby Brissett to a Super Bowl. At least Brady gets to those fucking Super Bowls. You only can overcome one time.
I already said Brady is the GOAT. All I'm saying is that there's a lot more evidence that says that Rodgers is doing it a lot more times with less on the defensive end.
And he does it great throughout the regular season, but he can't. Just win, baby. You can't even get to the Super Bowl. You can't just one time. Would love to see what happens next year. You think he's gone?
So
just be gone. If you're a Packer fan, do you want him gone or do you want him to stay there?
Hell, I want him to stay. I want him to stay forever.
No! Get out of here, Aaron Rodgers! You're gonna fucking be a little bitch all year. You're gonna fucking drag us like this, and then you're still gonna lose first game? Yeah!
Wow.
Get out of here! I'm speaking as if I'm a Packer fan. I would be so done with this guy.
Why would you be done with him? He's so good.
Because you put up with so much of his shit, and he doesn't win. What's the point?
They were the number one seed. How did they not win?
They fucking lost. He couldn't score more than one touchdown.
Because they shut the play. They literally closed the offense up after the Mercedes Lewis fumble. We can't even lie about that.
So why? Why, though?
I can't tell you why.
So what? Is he just following? Was it Hackett? Nathaniel Hackett? We're blaming him?
I don't know who to blame.
Move on. Get along with your life.
I don't want to move on to Jordan Love. I've seen that future, and it is not bright.
He can move on to something else. I mean, at least it's just all the shit that he makes you put up with, and then he's still gonna just completely disappoint. Like, it's not. It's just, I would be so done with that as a fan. I'd be like, get out of here, dude.
Besides Patrick Mahomes, he's the most athletically gifted quarterback quarterback that can actually
throw. And he does nothing with it. Mahomes is. Gone to three straight AFC. There's a four straight AFC title games. He's going to make it three straight Super Bowls if he makes it. In his first 4 years, Rodgers is going on, what, year 15, 16? One Super Bowl with all that talent and all of that attitude and all that bitching? No, thank you.
All that talent.
All that talent. No, his talent.
As it takes a complete team to win Super Bowls, dude. Very rarely does that happen.
But you can't even get to more than one. It just wouldn't be worth it.
I mean, Kevin King gave up the win last year against Tampa. Like, that's not even a lie. He gave up, what, two touchdowns and a penalty on third down against Tampa.
Rodgers didn't run it into the end zone. I mean, there's cases for everything. I mean, he had a chance to win that game at the end, and he didn't. He did not go and win the game. Even he held serve against the King handicap. But he didn't put him over the top. If you're not putting him over the top ever, what's the point? How many times are we going to do this dance?
Oh, I have no words for you.
All right, well, let's get on to the next game. Buccaneers go down, and yet we still talk about Tom Brady to the Rams. Stafford to wide receiver one cup. I mean, what a game. We almost had 27-3 to go with 28-3. And against a better team? Not record-wise. I don't know. I might say the Rams are better than that 15 Falcons team. I don't know. Just thought of it on the fly there.
15 Falcons?
2015 Falcons. Oh, okay. Super Bowl 28-3.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. No, I hear you.
Yeah, I love to see Stafford, though, not completely. I mean, it wouldn't have even been on him. His team had, what, 4 fumbles? Like, I mean, what was the snap? Cooper Kupp fumble got started. There was the Akers fumble at, like, the goal line. The snap that went over his head. And then there was one more I'm missing. It's good to see Stafford win. I'm a Stafford fan. I'm also... I'm rooting for the Rams. I said the Rams would be going to the Super Bowl. It was my preseason pick. Don't ask about the AFC. We don't talk about that. What do you make of this game?
Well, I thought I was the only person probably in my entire city that was nervous about them being up 27-3. But they had the comeback, and then they were down 27-13, I believe it was. And I was like, this game's not over. There's like 18 minutes left. This game is going to come really close for whatever freaking reason. You're going to watch it, and it's going to happen. But I thought for sure if it was going to be a Rams loss, it was going to be because Stafford had some dumb throw,
right? Which
wasn't the case at all.
Nope.
So I'm very happy to see Stafford in the championship game, hoping he gets to the Super Bowl, rooting for him if he gets there. But we'll see what happens. You know, yeah, he could turn back into Jekyll next week.
And Brady did it with just Mike Evans. I mean, he had Grayson go down, Tyler Johnson went down. I mean, and he was already starting with those as his receivers. And but Brady won a playoff game this year. Wow, interesting. But only went as far.
Only had to play Philly. Yeah.
and Packers had to play the 49ers. I mean, aren't they the same seed? No, it's even worse. The Packers had the worst team.
I mean, if you're going to play Philly versus the 49ers.
Yeah, I know. I'd rather play the Philly.
Talk to Dallas about that. You might get exposed as much as that one guy that got caught on camera with his side girl.
With the chain and that haircut, yeah.
There was a meme made where they had put him in Green Bay clothing and like a big G chain and then like black spiky hair. It was really funny.
That brings us to the game of the year. I mean, we had 3 games of the year, probably. No, never mind. I was thinking of last week, I think. But back-to-back game of the year bids, I'd say. But I actually went to bed at halftime of this game because I was tired as shit. And my parlay was dead because Rodgers just can't fucking win a playoff game. And but
our parlay. It was our parlay.
It was our parlay.
We did this together.
And we go down together on Rodgers. I went back and watched this game, of course, and God damn it. Why did we kick the ball out of bounds, McDermott? I'm glad. I'm rooting against the Bills in any fashion possible to see that fan base lose and suffer as much as possible. And yes, this is a failure of a season for the Bills. All right. It was a step forward for Josh Allen, but for the Bills, you didn't go as far. You were a worse seed. Failed. You failed. Failure. Oh, it tastes so good, those tears. No, Bills fans, you don't know how to win. You don't know how to take winning, but we'll get there maybe because you got a quarterback.
That's for damn sure. That's one thing that anyone that watches football will know, that Josh Allen has arrived at the next level.
All right. Sorry that I wasn't saying it when he was trying to blow games against Houston. All right. I wasn't there yet. Last year won me over a little bit, started getting me there. This year, I'm completely won over. You have a quarterback now. Now let's see what he does without Daboll. And I think he'll be fine without Daboll, just to be clear on that. The big controversy now, overtime. Now, before we get into how I have the solution, is the solution, but what do you think of overtime as is at right now? Do you hate it? Do you think it has to change? Do you think that, I don't know, both teams need to get the ball?
First thing I think about is safety of the players. First thing. And then I think about the players agreed to this adjustment. The players' union, I should say, agreed to this adjustment. So,
which is a joke.
Yeah, they are.
Their union is garbage.
They are the softest union in all of sports. for sure. But at the end of the day, I think that if you, it's different because we just saw what we saw. But in most cases, I think that rule is good enough because I think that you should earn the stop on defense. Now, it would be fun if it wasn't just a coin toss, like something that was a little bit more like in the control of both teams to determine who gets the ball first would be nice.
I mean, you could do that with the opening coin toss. I mean, there could be something that is like implemented there that you have a choice if it goes to overtime and the like first, but then it's just like if you win the, it makes winning the first coin toss matter a lot because you could defer to the second half, which but then you're letting them get the choice in the overtime if there is one because you would alternate, I think.
I do though feel like in this game we missed out. We missed out on just seeing like a WrestleMania type moment in the NFL.
I agree. I will say I think the overtime is okay as is. I think it could be better. I don't think it's completely broken or wrong. People don't think. I know it's easy to say just get a stop, but they don't see the advantage of if you get that stop. If you get that stop, especially a three and out, now you don't. You only need a field goal to win. You only need to get maybe 25 yards or so. Like that can be a massive advantage. Like if you get the stop, and I know it's if you get the stop now. That's why I'm okay with the rule. I'm okay with it. I do not want college. I like college for college. It's a little just a little gimmicky for me. And basically, I want football. Now, the easiest way to fix this, and I think the best way to fix overtime, is to get rid of sudden death, the gimmick. Just play a 10-minute overtime. That's it. Just play until the end of the 10 minutes, and whoever's winning is now the winner. If you're tied, you go again. You get rid of the sudden death. Now you have more strategy with timeouts and end of game. You don't have to kick a field goal on second down or something. I think that is the best way. If you're going to change it, just get rid of the sudden death. Make like just like how they got rid of golden goal in soccer.
I could deal with that. I could also deal with I don't like – I like the college part for college.
Yes,
but I could deal with something like – if you hit a certain, maybe it's 5 minutes, and after 5 minutes, then you do something from like the 5 or the 10. But I don't think they'll ever agree to 10 minutes because I don't think the players ever will. Because
well, it's like I would playing say this for playoff games. I would keep sudden death for regular season, but for playoff 10-minute clocks,
I'll agree to that. Then I'm fine with that.
Yeah, and it could still be sudden death. Like if you go on a 9-minute drive. Well then, they should win. Like if they use up 9 minutes and you have 1 minute to go down and score a touchdown, like
what if you have like
it was football?
What if you have like 13 seconds left or something?
I mean, I don't know. That seems impossible. Don't kick the just make sure you kick the ball. Yeah, don't squib it. Kick the ball out of bounds. You know, unbelievable, McDermott. What a clown. But that is my fix to overtime, and I think it is the best fix. I know that the college rule is fun, and I agree it's fun, but for NFL, I want it to be settled how the sport is played, and just play football for 10 minutes. It's just like adding, you know, that's it, a 10-minute quarter, and it's just like the end of a game at the end of the fourth quarter. You just this way you still have to try and win the game at the fourth quarter because you're gonna have a coin toss to start off overtime, unless you did some sort of implementation where if you defer to second half, then you're giving them the choice of first and overtime if there is one. So that's my fix for overtime. You heard it here. Actually, I think Bill Belichick came up with this when they beat Kansas City in overtime in the AFC Championship game in 2018. I think maybe it was longer ago. Maybe it was when it was probably when he lost in overtime, actually. But I don't know when that would have been. I just don't. Anyways, it was Bill Belichick that came up with this. Kind of a smart guy, yeah.
I think I could even do like a rock paper scissors thing. But you got two players that stand back to back on the 50-yard line. They can't see each other, and it's rock paper scissors. The fans see it before the players do. Yeah. That'd be fun.
That would be sick, dude. I'm actually a freaking maestro at rock, paper, scissors, especially if we go into a longer series. I don't know. I know what the other person's going to pick.
I love that.
I got a little bit of ESPN in me.
Oh, really?
That's a mean girl's joke. All right, looking ahead to the AFC Championship or Championship Weekend, Conference Championship Weekend. Good Lord. First time I'm looking at the lines here. Chiefs minus 7, huh? Over under 54.5. I would take the under there. I don't bet totals like ever, but I would. That's a fat total. Chiefs money line minus 365, Bengals plus 280. I don't know. You have a read on this one?
I had Chiefs and the under, or Chiefs minus 7 and the under. I really want to take the Bengals, but I feel like the Chiefs are going to win by 10, like 10 plus.
Yeah, I agree. Is this showing the whole thing on stream? Yeah. All right. Oh, no, there we go. I want the Bengals to win. I don't think they do. I think so. We know the Bengals beat the Chiefs when Ja'Marr Chase went for like 260. It took everything, and they beat them in that game. The Chiefs didn't turn the ball over. I don't think they went in and they beat Kansas. I don't even know. Was that at home or was it? I think it was in Cincy.
I think it was in Cincy as well.
But so when there's rematches, I don't know what the trends or the stats are, but I feel the team that won the first game usually, in my opinion, doesn't make much. They usually try the same game plan. They don't make a bunch of changes. Whereas the team that lost is going to make adjustments. They're gonna say, oh, well, we lost doing this, and so we're going to try something else. And I think it usually that team that won is on the first game is on the back foot. And I don't think Zach Taylor is a very good coach, so I think he's going to go in there and say, I don't know, Joe Burrow, go out there and throw it to Chase. What's the status with Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu? Is he going to play?
I haven't read up on anything. I've been so busy this week. I haven't seen anything about his injury status. It was the concussion, right?
I think so, yeah. I actually don't really know. We'll talk about it in my highlight, but I had a weekend.
I agree with you though. I think that the Bengals don't really have that many tricks up their sleeves, that many things to pull out of, or anything to pull out of their bag of tricks, anything like that. So I think it's going to be played more straight up on the Bengals side, and it's just if they're good enough to play with the Chiefs. But I'm really hoping we see some adjustments in the at least protection, because if that's not even at all fixed, this game is this game's gonna be long.
I don't think I got a pick yet. I might take the Chiefs if it goes to 6.5. Oh, that brings me to last week. The Chiefs were like minus 2 favorites, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I teased, I don't know if that's the right word, but I made the line Chiefs plus minus 6. So I got way better odds. It was like plus 290. And I forgot they don't kick an extra point in overtime anymore. So, oh no, I made him minus 6.5. That was the problem. I took the hook and they don't kick the extra point. So I lost that bet. So that was a rookie mistake, but you can follow all my bets and Fade Duchesne's on the Action Network. Just look me up there, Alexander Duchesne's. A little bit of a cold streak, which means we're about to slam this weekend because I really like and think I'm going to hit the Rams minus 3.5. Kyle Shanahan ain't pooped his pants yet, but that mysterious son of a bitch is going to do it sometime. he's tried his hardest, man. It just hasn't happened yet. This week, Kyle Shanahan's going to be like, oh, Jimmy, I'm going to do this, and then, oh, I just pooped my pants. That's coming.
The flow. Yeah. That was the smoothest talking about someone shitting their pants I've ever heard in my life.
So that's my threshold check of the week, that Kyle Shanahan is going to poop his pants. I didn't know that. I was able to keep us up on camera while we did this. So
he's going to poop his pants. He's going to leave a little treasure in his doctor's.
Yeah, he'll poop his pants. It's gonna happen. Like I won enough money off of him beating the Cowboys, who are perpetually poop their pants. So now I'm just gonna keep using that money and just keep doubling it until I win money off of Kyle Shanahan pooping his pants, because it's gonna happen. He's too mysterious.
It's really nice you got paid off a glory hole, Jerry Jones. So.
Yeah. Oh, I wish I had a. I got to get a bite of that. The glory hole. Days.
This Rams game is going to come down to how Stafford plays, in my opinion. Like, it's 100% on Stafford's shoulders. Now, I'm taking the -3 and the under in this game. I just do not see San Francisco being able to put up points again like they did against the Rams the last time they played 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago. Was it three? Either way,
3 weeks ago.
I just don't see the 49ers being able to compete the same way that they did. And I think the Rams take this one.
I don't have the stat on hand, but I heard it. McVay has lost to Kyle Shanahan like 5 times in a row. But 2-2 and then 1, I think. Yeah. I think he's like 3-7 against Kyle Shanahan, something like that. And he's lost his last 5. Does he just know? Did you know that they were on the Redskins staff together? Do you think that they have, like, he has something on him? Did you see that? It was McVay and Shanahan and who was the third?
The Packers head coach.
Oh yeah, LaFleur.
Yeah, LaFleur looking like a nerd when he was with the Redskins. Schneider wasn't inviting him anywhere at those naked cheerleaders.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe you just run the streak. You know, you play it like roulette, and you just run the streak until the streak dies out.
I just don't see it, man. And this is the third time. They're going to lose 3 times in the year, in 1 year to them.
That's like the hardest thing to do.
It's so hard to do that. Like, and Kyle Shanahan's going to do it. I don't know.
With poopy pants?
The way. It's so mysterious, dude.
There's a mysterious smell.
It's going to come down to a QB meal. It's not even going to be a QB sneak. It's going to be a QB meal. He's going to run a fumble rooski and have some fucking illegal formation because he can't just kneel the ball.
It'll be some sort of pass to Trent Williams. toss back to Debo, who then gets a lead block from Ayuk, but then steps out of bounds at like the 35.
Stopping the clock, giving the ball back on 4th and inches. It's too perfect, dude. Like, Hollywood would laugh at you in the way that guy shits his pants.
Hey, give me the over under on Akers fumbles this week.
Oh, which fumbles?
Yeah, I do this thing with my buddy. I have him either one of us set the line, and the other one gets to pick the over the under.
Fumbles for what?
Number of fumbles for Cam Akers this week.
Oh, Cam Akers. It would be at 0.5 is the line, and I'd do -150 on the under.
All right, I'm going over.
So going over. +200 on the over, 2-1 odds I'll give you for one fumble or more.
All right, we're going over.
All right,
sounds good. I can't believe you're doing 1.5.
Yeah, I don't think he fumbles. Okay, it's too easy, you know. It's like that. It's that line's too easy that everyone's gonna smash the +200. I'll just rake it in, baby. Play the book. All right. That's so. Who are we gonna have in the Super Bowl?
Run the juice. Just, you know, always play for the juice.
Yeah, always juice. I'll play Buck. Who do you want in the Super Bowl, and who do you think is going to be in the Super Bowl?
I want Rams Bengals, and I think it's going to be Rams Chiefs. And Rams Bengals. If you get Rams Bengals, there are no losers for the fans.
No, I will. I agree. I want that, and because I want that so bad, I don't think I want it because I won't. No, I won't have anyone to root against. I'm not a guy that really roots for. I'm a root against her. I'm a diabolical son of a bitch. So, like, I need someone to root against, especially if I don't really have my team. I mean, I know we're all Bengals fans this year in the playoffs, but I think it's gonna be Chiefs Rams as well. Which will be a good game, and I'll be rooting for the Rams. But God, I would love to see Joey B go. Just such a cool dude. All right, we got a little new segment that's going to piggyback off of last week's main event of bookmarks. This week, I'm gonna throw up the worst bookmark bookmark the worst take and throw it up each week. All right, and then I'll have them all together in a folder, and then we can go through them and put them up against Amari Rodgers lock for 65 receptions next year.
Lock.
So. This week we start off. If you have CeeDee Lamb over Deontay Johnson in your dynasty rankings, start over. It wasn't a bad week as far as things went, but this one was hot and I disagreed with it a lot. And more importantly, I think it's going to look very bad in a year. That's why I picked it for this week. And if you guys have your own that you think is terrible, just send it in a DM to me at @2shades_. Write it in a review. Say, God, this bookmark was bad. Like, yeah. It'll help me group source. It'll help me find, you know, the even worse takes. Now, I guess I'll put some caveats on it. Make sure that it's an influencer or analyst or, you know, somebody who's, you know, not some reply from a guy that, you know, has 100 tweets and an egg photo. All right. Only ones that'll be, you know, considered are, you know, from the guys like me, you know, the elite, the analysts.
The anal floors.
The anal floors. So what do we think? What do we think this one's gonna be from a 0 to a -10 come bookmark time next year?
I think it's like a -8, but yeah. this encompasses my biggest pet peeve about Twitter or people going viral or attempting to go viral or staying within whatever is topical. Not everyone needs to talk about CeeDee Lamb in the same week, goddammit. Well, seriously.
We didn't even talk about the new wide receiver one, Gabriel Davis.
We didn't need to. Let everyone else do the talking.
Yeah.
But seriously, it's so annoying when your entire timeline is filled up with the same player. That's and everyone thinks they're setting themselves apart because it's topical, but actually what you're doing is you're just adding to the noise. And it doesn't help you. It doesn't.
Why don't you zap me too?
It doesn't bring attention. It really it brings less attention because more people are probably looking for different information besides just CeeDee Lamb.
A little bit. What if you don't have ketchup?
Have what?
What if you don't have ketchup?
Ketchup?
Yeah, CeeDee Lamb or Deontay Johnson.
Oh, what am I putting on my fries?
Yeah. If you had probably, Mount Rushmore.
Probably CeeDee Lamb because I really don't want my fries on the floor. And I can't trust the
Tim's got jokes.
Bring them
it.
To the table, you know.
Damn, the shade.
Nobody's doubting that Deontay Johnson's he's talented, he's in the NFL, he's, you know, he's produced, but like we don't have any fucking idea what his quarterback's gonna be
or what that offense is gonna look like. His average target distance in college was like 16, dude. It was super high. So like Who needed it more, Ben or him? Because I know we have, what, 3 years of data in the NFL where he's like a super low A-dot guy, but in college, he had a really big A-dot.
He went to Toledo, right?
Florida Atlantic, or was it Toledo?
I think it was Toledo, but yeah. Regardless, you know, those just nasty defenders that he's going against in
Toledo, correct.
Whatever conference they're in.
Yeah,
well, they switch too much. I can't even pay attention.
We'll see how Mason Rudolph does with him next year. I think Pickett's got to go there, right? That's too easy a call, isn't it?
But is Pickett can always throw so short?
I don't know. It won't be accurate. No, I can see a Pickett renaissance. Like, I've been a huge Pickett hater, but I don't know.
I actually like Pickett, and I want to like Corral, but I just don't think he's got the arm. I don't think he's got the arm to.
I don't think he's got the brains. I've been watching some Corral again, and mm-hmm. he makes some bad decisions, like for his body too, just mm-hmm. like getting drilled. Like Tua actually. Tua isn't the smartest with his body and his hits either. And I don't think Corral has the strongest arm. I like Corral, and at the moment he's my one, but he's kind of falling off, and Pickett's kind of rising up. I might be getting into the pump phase of the dump, pump and dump scheme for Pickett, because I've just been shitting all over the kid. Well, I don't know. We'll get into the rookie talk
yeah.
in the future.
But yeah, I don't know. We'll see what kind of offense they want to run. It would make sense for the story and the fact that they probably had the easiest ability to scout said player, but we'll see.
Yeah. All right. No reviews. No one's telling us how bad we are or anything. So no reviews to read this week. I might just pick an old one and read it again or make some alt accounts and make some myself.
I thought Tom was going to submit one. We'll have to get on his butt about it.
All right. We have the studio with some other people. They're moving my ish around. What is your gripe of the week?
Oh, so we're going through a major move of our entire inventory from one system to another to make everything more condensed, get better reporting. But I'm finding a lot of people touched a lot of shit that shouldn't touch. And there's a lot more work to do for cleanup. And it's really annoying. Too many cooks, too many people not knowing what they're doing, touching shit. And I can't handle it. Because I got to fix it now.
Well, I got the right guy. My gripe is going to be interviewing for jobs, the job search. And the biggest reason is because I want to bleach my hair this week, you know, for coral, to bring awareness that global warming is causing our coral reefs to bleach themselves, and they'll be killing themselves off. We don't do something, guys. Chad and JT, check them out. That was their thing. And I'm following along. I'm also running out of time where it would be acceptable for me to bleach my hair, and I want to try it once in my life. But now I'm wondering, like, I got some in-person interviews coming up soon. Should I not bleach my hair? Because I don't know. I don't think I should if I'm going to be – because one of these jobs is really – I really want it.
Which one is that one?
We'll wait. I don't want to – Okay. I don't want to – I'm a little superstitious. I'm a little Stevie Wonder about it. But at the same time, you know, maybe it sets me apart and I go in. I'm like, yeah, you know, I was trying to raise awareness for a good cause.
I think if you're just being you, but you don't tell someone to grow the fuck up while you're at an interview, you'd be all right. Just be you.
Well, hopefully we don't start talking about trade deadlines. Because I won't be able to help myself. I'll be like, sir, I really want this job, but you need to grow the fuck up. yeah, that's my gripe. I think I'm going to do it, but I don't know. Stay tuned for Terrestrial Takes next week. Because I'm going to Florida next weekend. So this was the whole thing. I wanted to lose a little weight and bleach my hair and go to Florida. All right, what's your highlight? Ending strong.
I'm going to get a lot of work done here this weekend, so I'm looking forward to that. Just life's been crazy, so I'm going to do some organization, then fix my fence in the back and some other stuff, put some lighting in the front. So my highlight's going to be me looking forward to the weekend.
Nice. I got a lot of snow coming this weekend. I might go snowboarding, which is my highlight. Is this weekend I went out with Cam. And we went snowboarding up in Vermont, and we got absolutely trashed Saturday the day before. And that was when the Bengals game was and the Packers game. Thankfully, I drank my parlay winnings away because I knew we were going to hit the other two. We totally did. And, yeah, I was sore as hell. And Sunday, we snowboarded on Sunday, and then we drove home. And then I've never boarded that much in one day in my entire life. I was so dead. And I went to bed at halftime of the Chiefs game. I couldn't do it. Best night of sleep of my life.
Always enjoyed going snowboarding. So I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
I also like drinking a lot. So that's that I can also.
The older I get,
relate to.
Start drinking. Like, I've been drinking for snowboarding trips. And like, I haven't gone snowboarding without terrible heartburn and a hangover in like 6 years, dude. It's been terrible.
You're out here with just a dart.
Yeah, just a dart in my mouth as I'm trying to strap in. I'm trying to bend over, but I have so much clothes because I'm cold. But my gut is enormous because I ate so much food and drank so much. I'm trying to strap in, and the bending over and trying to get past my gut to strap in, dude, is just flaming hot vomit coming out of my throat, just seeping towards the top. But it's sick. It's so much fun. That's it. Anything else for the people?
I think you should try whitewater rafting. I think you'd like that.
I would. I did it once. It was pretty sweet. But I think I said I've been doing yoga. That's been awesome. Yeah. What? Oh, I got a question. I want an answer. What age are you supposed to transition to skiing? Or do you? Do you just die a snowboarder? Because there's not many old snowboarders out there. They seem to transition, either stop snowboarding or they transition to skiing.
I think there's some sort of formula that you have to plug into, and it's like number of jumps per season and then height of jumps. And
over
then
sag rate.
And it's like cubed then too. And then it lets you know the age that you have to stop at.
All right.
But like, we'll have to work those details out. But yeah. And then, yeah, divided by sag rate.
If you've got slack in your pants or not.
And then really, there's another one that determines if you're a cross-country skier or a downhill skier. And it has to do with like how boring you are and how much you like pain. So if you're boring and like a pain, it's like there's like a matrix that like if you like a lot of it, you're going to be a cross-country skier. And no one's going
to
like you.
Well, you have to have, there has to be a divorce rate in there, right? No one cross country skis on their first marriage, right?
There's a point in which it's like your spouse drinks too much wine, but that's all they do bad is drink wine, but they drink so much of it.
Yeah,
it
actually makes but that's bad. All they do. So you can't give them too much shit.
But it just grinds your gears.
That's my.
You just mentally break down, buy a Corvette, crash it on the way to your cross country skiing event.
Good Lord, we've gone over our skis at the end of this pod. All right, I think that's it. Rams -3.5. I might have a take on the Chiefs. Action Network. Alexander Duchesne. Duchesne's _ on Twitter.
Run the unders.
Run the unders. You heard it here first. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be here next week, and bleached or not bleached. So stay tuned.
And we'll see you next Tuesday.
I'll see you next Tuesday.